Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to Angel Antics. I am so thrilled to be here. I had a very busy list last week, and I'm thrilled about it. But first, I'd like to introduce my co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. Welcome to Angel Antics. I'm so glad we share this time together.
Oh, hello, Eileen. Hello, everyone, and congratulations on your beautiful new granddaughter.
Thank you. Which is where
she's finally here. We've waited so long. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I've waited years, and thankfully, I finally got my first granddaughter, and I am just ecstatic.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She arrived perfect. Mama had a little... I had to do a lot of work, but that's okay. She came out just fine, and they all came through it healthy and happy and holy. And we're just thrilled to have Healy River here with us now, my little 6-pound, 14-ounce, 20-inch long little granddaughter.
Oh, how beautiful. What a blessing.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Nice little bundle, so... I've had a very busy week, but it's been well worth it, let me tell you. So how are things with you, DC, as a new grandma?
Oh,
DC, if you all haven't known, she had her 7th grandchild, grand boy, two and a half weeks ago now.
Well, actually, it was
so
in August.
How's he doing?
He's doing wonderful. He's probably about 12 pounds. He's like a little butterball turkey.
Yeah,
2 months. He's a little over 12 pounds. And he's thriving. He's doing wonderfully as well. So we're both so blessed. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? I'm feeling this amazing energy, Eileen, because we have the new full moon for October coming in on the 24th. It's just around the corner.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just around the corner. And I could feel, you know, I could feel like the cold air coming in. And I know, like, winter's not, you know, long off for us. But I'm enjoying this time, and I'm enjoying, I don't know, like, the new moon energy. It's just phenomenal. And everyone has to be aware that there's going to be a lot of sudden changes taking place. So it's almost as if you go over and you turn on, like, a light switch on a wall. That's how fast things can happen.
Right.
And if there are things out of balance, this is a time that you can reverse things. It's also a great time to meditate on really what you're wanting. And as you do, you know, you're going to be moving forward really like at a faster pace. And, you know, if you're not feeling like, you know, quite up to yourself, if you're just like a little bit tired, maybe a little bit, you know, drained or anything, be more self-aware. There may be something within you that you have to get rid of. Okay? So this is the time to really pay attention, because as the seasons are changing, so, you know, so is, you know, what everything that's going on around us. I mean, I'm feeling the, you know, the seasonal changes, but there's going to be changes in our own lives as well. So get ready for those changes and, you know, make them good ones. And if there's, you know, deep down feelings that have been there for a long time, those that are, like, making you feel, like, uncomfortable, you know, the kind of stuff that we call, like, emotional baggage, this is the time to get rid of it, because that emotional baggage causes dis-ease in the body, and it could lead to actual physical disease. So take care of yourself. Yeah, take care of yourself and, you know, let your emotions out.
Self-care.
No?
Self-care is so important. That, you know, self-care is most important.
It is.
Truly. You know, even through this process that my daughter's going through there, and she actually has a self-care routine that she is to follow each and every day. And that's something each and every one of us needs to do. We take the time to take care of our kids. We take the time to take care of our businesses, our offices, our companies that we don't even own, but we work for, and we do due diligence to our jobs. We take care of everyone else, but we have a tendency to leave ourselves out. And as DC said, that causes dis-ease. And dis-ease does grow into disease. So the best thing you can do, as she said, is do your meditations, do your self-care, take care of yourself, and get yourself to as close a place of at-ease as possible. When we do that, we are in alignment with ourselves, the universe, and really do end up making better choices and following a better direction. And as DC said, this is the time of year to really set yourself up with that self-care.
It is. It is.
Very important. Yeah.
Yes. Well,
really
I mean,
beautiful.
I am just hoping that your granddaughter is here. I love the posts that you've been putting on there, all the beautiful pictures. And I just...
And I'll have you all know, DC designs the fancy ones.
But you're doing an amazing job. You're a great grandma, and I just can't wait. I keep looking for more of your posts. I think it's amazing. I love it.
I know. Well, I've got another blessing coming in this week, and I'm very thrilled about it. My son is actually going to fly down from Oregon, and we're going to head back over to see my granddaughter this weekend. And even though he'll only be available for a short half-day period of time, we're going to make our way up. We're all going to see that baby all at the same time, and I'm going to get me a family picture.
I think that's awesome. You know, that's the time for those family pictures. Yes.
Right.
Totally.
Well,
totally.
With a new baby and all, we have to have a new one. We've got an addition.
And you know what? I don't even have a family picture with the new baby yet. I have a picture of the grandkids, like the six grandkids together, but we actually don't have one with the baby. My goodness, you know?
With seven of them. Well, that's soon to come, right?
Family
members.
Yeah, we don't have that yet. So hopefully, I'm hoping, you know, there comes an opportunity over the holidays that I could actually have that as well.
Right. Set your intention, and like you were telling everybody, set your intention now and see whether it arrives, and there's your intention to be set for now.
Yeah, and you know what? Could you imagine having seven children, you know, keeping them quiet for a couple seconds to take a picture? It's harder than you can believe.
Tell me. We had 95 people at a family reunion. Blood related, or either related by marriage or related by blood. And there was a lot of little ones, but we got it. We got it, and everybody was actually facing forward. So I know it can happen.
Okay, that sounds great. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So anyway, those are some thoughts for us. Let's everybody focus together and take a few deep breaths together to bring our energies all into one center, and that way it gives DC and I a little easier time in aligning ourselves with your questions. So let's take a deep breath in to the count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold it. Now let it out. One, two, three, four. Now do that again. In for one, two, three, four. Let that air circulate around and massage the insides of our tummies and our intestines, and then let's blow it out. One, two, three, four. One more time. Breathe in. One, two, three, four. Now this time, set your energy right in your heart space and breathe out. One, two, three, four. All right, we're all set, we're all connected, their intention for what they'd like to know today from their angels, and let's see what we can bring them. All right, DC?
Well, that sounds awesome. We have Joan Rivers telling everyone, you know what, screw the housework. She's saying, you make the bed, you wash the dishes, and 6 months later, you've got to do it all over again, so why not use your time wisely and call into Angel Antics. Okay, Joan, thank you.
I love her suggestions.
Yes, me too.
Sounds fabulous. All right. Well, our first caller tonight is going to be from the 708 area code. 708, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi. Hi, DC. Hi, Eileen. It's Cindy.
Hey, Cindy. How are you,
sweetheart?
Good. I haven't called in a long time, and there was a reason, but just checking in to see what you can see is happening.
Right. Well, you know, if you call too often, you get the same messages until you make the changes. And once you make the changes, then they're like, then they're able to come along and give you new messages. But
exactly.
It really does seem if you call and call, you end up getting the same reading over and over again until you do what they tell you to, and then things will change. So, so do you have some thoughts for us tonight of what you'd like to know?
Well, I'd just like to know what's happening with Joe and myself, what you see is happening.
Oh, I'll ask and see what they want to tell you.
Okay. Cindy, I do see love is coming closer to you. So continue to be very clear on what you're wanting and allow this love to come your way, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying you've got to be honest with yourself exactly what you're looking for. And I'm also getting that life is sort of giving you a lot of tests presently as you're connecting with us, especially like in regard to relationships. This is like a little bit of a challenging time, but I feel that you can get through this. You're doing an amazing job because you're really enthusiastic and you're not letting go of, you know, what's going on here with matters of the heart. You're saying, I want this person in my life and I'm waiting. So I'm getting your enthusiasm, your optimism. You know, they make you like so attractive. And Spirit is saying this really like handsome gentleman. He's confident. He's successful. He's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
He is ready to, you know, to be in your life, and he's ready to, I'm getting like, you know, commit and just stay empowered. So I'm getting that this gentleman can be very dynamic. He's optimistic as you are. He's enthusiastic. He can be a little bit aggressive at times. And, you know, at times he seems like he wants to be, you know, a little bit independent, okay? But you, too, have an independent side to you. So I think, you know, there's going to be a nice, you know, there's going to be a nice combination of qualities that the two of you share, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So love is going to be beautiful. It's going to be amazing. You've got to visualize it and feel it right now that you are with him, okay? And I'm getting expect a very happy and really a long-lasting relationship.
Okay, good.
No, so just, you've got to maintain that, like, that fun-loving side of yourself, okay? So, you know, just keep being the beautiful person that you are. Maintain that fun-loving side of you. And don't give up on love, because love hasn't given up on you, hon. Okay?
Oh, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving
okay.
up at all.
Like all these little hearts around you, and there's like opportunities everywhere and anywhere, and all you have to do is just be there. And you know, it seems like this is a time where there's going to be more love around you than I've seen in quite some time, Cindy. So just make sure that you use your power very wisely, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because Joan is coming in and she's saying, girlfriend, my love life, she said, was like a piece of Swiss cheese. Honest to God, a piece of Swiss cheese. She said most of it was missing, and what was there, it was stinky, you know? It really stank. So she's saying, wait for the right time. She's saying, love is coming your way. Don't give up on yourself. And she's saying, keep that line of communication open, Cindy, and express yourself in a positive and loving way. Okay?
Okay. That's what I've been doing.
She's saying problem solved. It's going to be fine.
Okay,
so
good.
So stop worrying. Okay, so I'm turning you over to Eileen, and it was so great to connect. And
oh,
you,
good to
you
hear
know,
from
so
you,
much
too,
with
DC.
Us.
All right, thank you very much.
God bless.
All
okay,
right.
Eileen.
Cindy, I do see that this new person has entered your life. And I also see that the relationship is actually going to move into a new phase. But you need to be increasingly receptive. And basically, it doesn't mean grabbing at or grasping at straws, grasping at whatever you can pull out of it. It actually means to step back and allow it to unfold.
Okay.
If you push too hard, you'll push it away. And so you definitely don't want to push too hard. You need to allow it to come to you. If it's already entered your life, then, you know, it by allowing, it will allow it, the relationship, to grow through its new phases that it's meant to grow through. You know, make sure that if your feelings are hurt or your feelings come up, by all means, discuss them. But don't make it, your emotions are going to be aroused in the situation. But don't make it the focal point. You don't want the relationship to be all, I mean, it's a new relationship. It's not all about how you feel about them or how they feel about you yet. It's about getting to know the person and allowing the person to get to know you. So you know what I mean by that allowing rather than pushing for, well, what do you think? Do you think I'm the one? Da, da, da. You know, don't even go there. Just allow it to happen. Be receptive. Like DC said, be your outgoing self. Be, you know, use your energy in positive ways. But know that by allowing, taking the time to allow, this will actually bring up your own heightened intuition, and you will be able to feel for yourself if things are going the right way or not the right way, those types of things.
Okay.
But you're definitely moving into a new endeavor. And just be kind of original with it. Everybody wants somebody that's somewhat original. So be the original, high-quality you that you are and allow her to come through and show herself. Be the strong, you know, know who you are and realize that you really are stronger than you think you are. But be assured that you will have a happy outcome as this goes through. Things actually might really, you know, at first it'll start out, like I said, take a little bit of time to allow. But then I do see that things are going to actually occur pretty quickly. And just make sure that you review all your options and that you're, you know, not getting caught into a situation where, you know, you kind of thought this was perfect and then later on you find out it's not so much. I think that's why they're telling you to be a little bit slower in the beginning.
Okay.
But things definitely will pick up. It looks like perfect timing for you. A lot of new conditions are going to be coming in for you, a lot of new situations, new experiences. So, you know, like I said, just kind of allow that fertility to unfold and, you know, carry your character through. Don't drop your shoulders and you know, let something bombard you. But carry yourself elegantly and eloquently. And know that with ease and grace, things come to us much better than if we push or pull. All right?
Exactly.
That's the message
I've been
I have
very patient.
That. Oh, good. Well, perfect. Well, it sounds like things will be aligning perfectly for you. So congratulations. I know it's been hoping for. And actually, this is actually the first time I've given you a reading in a few years that it actually all lined up just for what you're asking for. I know in the past I told you, yeah, well, I'm not seeing so much for this guy or that guy or the other. But this time I'm telling you, I got a beautiful positive reading for you. And I hope that feels good for you, and I hope this relationship serves you well and that you serve it well.
Thank you very much, both of you. You guys are
you're
amazing,
welcome.
And I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon, Cindy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is from the 770 area code.
Hello.
770, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to Angel Antics. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Just kind of what I really don't know exactly what to ask, but, you know,
you don't have to ask a question. You don't have to ask a question. You could just say just whatever message they have for me tonight. And then that would be the best way to put it. Fantastic. Then they can just tell you what they want you to know today. All right.
Right.
DC, what do you have for Sandy?
Yes. Hi, Sandy. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you for taking my call.
We're so happy to connect with you. Well, the first thing I want to ask you is, have you been having, like, maybe some childhood memories that you've been thinking about?
Not so much.
Okay, because I'm getting possibly, like, you're thinking of things of the past. Old memories, you know, and maybe some forgotten dreams even is what the angels are showing me. And these dreams are coming to the forefront to remind you that, you know, those dreams can still come true, okay? So, Sandy, with all that being said, it's time to embrace that inner child, okay, and connect with that beautiful inner child, have some fun. It may be time to, you know, like, connect with old friends as well. I'm feeling there is a little bit of nostalgia around you, okay? And this is a time, like I said, just, you know, connect. And also, it's also a great time. Are you thinking about maybe taking a class or pursuing something in regard to education?
I'm thinking about taking some classes on jewelry making.
Okay, well, this is a great opportunity, you know, to really get yourself going for this because this is your time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, before it might have been, like, a little bit rough. There were things going on around you and, you know, sort of like distractions. But I'm getting this is the time. You know, think about those plans. Are you thinking of any travel at all?
First, I needed to get some things tied, some loose ends tied up. But yes, I'd like to take a trip, and I thought about one.
I am seeing travel coming up for you. Okay, so I'm excited about that as well for you. And think about like what you want to do like next is what I'm getting. This is a time to think, you know, of everything positive, things maybe that you put on the back burner. It's a very positive time for you.
Right.
Okay. And getting the word success around you. And it's sort of like, you know, you had time to think about really what you were wanting. You know, and now I'm sure that you've thought about it. Your head is like a little bit more clear and you can move forward. Okay? So this is your time. And,
okay.
You know, really
yes.
Take it.
Yeah.
I have Robin Williams coming in, and he's saying, Sandy, you're only given a little spark of madness. He's saying, please, you mustn't lose it. So, you know, ignite that spark and move forward, hon, okay? I'm being shown, like, the top of your head, and I'm looking inside, and the angels are saying, oh, my goodness, she has such amazing ideas in there. So go forth with those ideas, Sandy. Go forward. There's so many opportunities waiting for you. You're going to find that you can do things in a totally different way than you've done in the past. Okay? So you've got to come up with a plan, of course, and then move forward. Okay?
Yes.
So to think about things. Look for the silver lining in the clouds and, you know, keep pressing forward. Don't give up. And you've got to trust that, you know, you are being divinely guided at this time. Okay, and stay strong. And I see Jesus is coming in, and he's with you, and he's offering you the guidance that's needed as well. Okay, I'm getting the word miracle around you. So have faith. All is well, hon.
That's great.
This is an amazing time, hon. Okay. I'm going to turn you over
to
Kylie.
Close... What?
Okay, I'm getting finances are going to improve for you. Okay, and just keep the communication open. Everything is fine. and just affirm that you deserve the very best. Because, Sandy, you truly deserve the best that life has offered you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. Eileen?
All right. Sandy, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say, I just wanted to ask one thing about things. I'm trying to close out my dad's estate, and I have a problem brother. And is he going to give me more problem, or am I going to be able to just do things and get it done?
Well,
okay, Sandy,
because I didn't ask. I didn't ask that when I asked for your reading. What I did ask was what they want you to know, so I can give that to you, and that might clear up your question.
Okay.
All right. So what I have for you actually right now is it is really, DC kept using the term forward, moving forward, looking forward. I'm getting the exact same thing, but it's more like the wheels are turning and it is really time for a positive change and things are suddenly moving forward. So just know that good things are coming your way. It will be fortunate in your direction as things move forward. You are actually a lot stronger than you think, and your strength is going to assure you that these are happy outcomes because your strength is in logic and fortitude and, being balanced with others, which actually comes a little bit – I'm getting ahead of myself with the balance. But I've got some other things to tell you. And that is that, you know, your family life overall is very happy, and there will be a lot of financial security there. But find the magic in the little things that you need to do and things in life that you need to take care of. Find the magic in doing it. There's a reason for you having to work through this process with these wheels of change moving forward. But if you look for those magical things in life as those wheels move forward and you bring out the magic rather than looking at maybe what isn't working or what could cause a broken spoke or a broken wheel, and just look at the fortunate, lovely road that you have to roll forward on, that's really going to make a huge difference for you. You also need to really honor the cycles, like PC was talking about the moon, and right now it's time to set intentions and so on and so forth. Well, each of us have seasonal cycles. We have monthly cycles, and, there's, the up and down and ebb and flow of life. Now, what I'm being shown is that you need to follow those cycles. You need to honor yourself. Take the time to go slow when it's time to slow down a bit, when you feel your body needing to do that, and go ahead and pick up the pace and go for a brisker walk when you feel the energy is a little higher. But make sure that you honor your emotions and your energy levels and how they're flowing up and down. This is really going to make a big difference on those little things in life and how you make them magical. With that said, I also need to tell you that you need a balance right now. There does need to be a huge balance in moderation and cooperation and compromise. And sometimes, it's like a juggling where, dish me, pull me, only this one doesn't feel like a back and forth push me, pull me. It feels more like a gyroscope that is just spinning, and it kind of tips one way and then the other and then on back around, and then it tips another way and back around. And every time it kind of angles, it doesn't quite angle in the same spot. And so keeping this gyroscope going in a circular motion takes the balance of keeping all sides weighted at the same balance as it spins. So make sure that you create for yourself. This is going to actually help you keep a balance and keep those cycles in life in balance. Is create yourself a power place or an altar where you can go to connect to yourself, the divine within you, the sacred space within you. Take a moment to check in with yourself each day honor yourself by doing these cycles and giving yourself good balance. That's what's going to actually help you overcome this wheel that's going to be spinning and spinning, because it's going to move pretty quickly once it gets built up steam running downhill. But I believe this can all come out in a real positive way through this reading. Just make sure that you take the time to really get into balance and honor those things, because that balance will help keep you strong. It'll allow you to make your decisions wisely with all due fairness to everyone involved. That's the message I have for you. I hope that helps.
I think it does, because I'm ready to move forward. I want to do. I've got all the things that I need, my tools. I just need to get it all organized and move forward.
And
yeah.
Sandy, this
yeah.
is DC
Welcome.
Again. I just want to say, Eileen, she asked about her brother, you know, and causing issues and everything. I'm getting he may for a little while. And what he is doing is actually helping you to see what no longer serves you. Okay? He's going to help you to let go of your limiting beliefs, and things are going to resolve themselves, okay?
Okay.
And Betty White is coming in, and she's saying, Sandy, women are like butterflies. We may look pretty and delicate, but baby, we can fly through a hurricane. So Betty White's in her. Okay? She's with you.
I believe that, because I sure have been
yeah.
through one.
She's with you, hon. God bless.
Okay, thank you
well,
very much.
Well, I hope it helps, Sandy. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling Angelantics.
Thank you.
Our next caller is from the 856 area code. 856, welcome to Angelantics. Who am I speaking to?
Fantastic.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome. And do you have a question for us tonight?
So I had a phone interview with the consulting company for a 12-month contract based in Pittsburgh. And I just wondered if you see me actually getting that contract in Pittsburgh and moving there temporarily, or if it's permanent, or do you see something else coming?
All right. Well, let's see what we've got.
Okay. Laura, this DC. The first thing that I heard was the word, hi, honey. The first thing that I heard was the word frustration around you. Okay? I'm getting, you know, you're thinking about, like, you know, prosperity and everything, and I'm getting it's causing a little bit of frustration. Okay? So just try to, you know, be positive, be patient, and make sure that you maintain an attitude of gratitude, and that's really going to help you, okay? Because I'm getting, you're an amazing woman. You're goal-oriented. You're very ambitious. So the angels are saying, you know, don't worry so much. And what's been, you know, bothering you shouldn't be a problem, okay? Things are going to turn out for you. So you've got to, you know, you've got to really feel, you know, feel whatever it is that you're wanting, because I'm getting, if you don't and you continue on the path that you're on, I'm getting, you know, like you're sort of like you're not able to move forward. You've got to think about things and sort of analyze them, and you're going to have, you know, the solutions that you're wanting. So keep those good thoughts in your head, okay? Good thoughts, be organized, be logical. And everything is going to work out for you. You're an amazing woman. I'm getting the word success around you. And I'm getting, don't be surprised or if there's an unexpected job offer that comes your way. Okay? So things are going to be fine. Things are going to be fine. But you've just got to, like, let go of, you know, what it is that you're holding on to. Okay, and you're sort of a little bit resistant to change, okay? And maybe now you're not spending as much as you did because you're being a little bit more cautious?
Yeah.
Okay, so Well, you know what? You could look around. If there's anything in the house that you're not needing, donate it. If you go for a coffee, if you could afford to pay for someone else's coffee, pay it forward, open a door for someone. And this is going to help you to really switch up the energy and, you know, and have the universe, you know, want to bring more prosperity your way. Okay? So I'm just feeling that you're holding on so tightly that you're not allowing, you know, like, the abundance and prosperity to come your way, because you're having like sort of like fear-based thoughts, and they're stopping you from moving forward. So don't be afraid to share, even if it's, you know, your beautiful personality. Share it with others. Focus your thoughts only on what you're wanting, okay? And you're going to make, you know, you're going to make everything happen for you, and there's going to be other people that are going to help you to get where you need to be. So there's nothing to worry about, but you've got to let go, like I said, of, you know, what you're holding on so tightly, and just switch up that energy a little bit, okay? I'm getting there's a lot of opportunities around you. I'm getting there's going to be more money coming your way. So I see a lot of good coming. So you've got to believe that the universe is supporting you, okay? Your finances are going to have significant improvement, okay?
Is that because of this contract in Pittsburgh? Do you see me moving there?
I'm getting a yes. If that's like one of the things you want, I'm getting, you know, financially you will do well, okay? And I'm getting there's going to be like immediate resolution of money issues, okay?
Okay. That would be
just
a good thing.
Be generous with, you know, with your energy, with your love. You know, if there's something around the house again, you know, that you're not using, donate it. And things are turning around for you, hon. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, DC.
We have Marilyn Monroe coming in, and she's saying, you know what, if you don't know what's going on, just say, she's saying, you know, what the hell is always the right answer, Laura, okay?
Marilyn Monroe. That's funny.
She loves your energy. You know, we're getting close to Halloween. And I think, like, the veil is very thin at this time. Is that what you're thinking, Eileen?
Pardon?
That the veil gets really thin at this time?
Oh,
we're almost at Halloween.
Definitely.
The veil is really thin?
Yeah.
From the other side?
Yes, absolutely.
You know what, DC, that I'm really worried about is because I'm struggling month to month financially. And November and December are very difficult months to get work. Professionally, because, you know, professional jobs that would help me make ends meet.
You're going to make ends meet. Visualize,
Christmas.
Honey. Yeah, you're going to be fine. Visualize the financial prosperity you are wanting. You will have it. You're going to have the money that you need. Trust your intuition. Move forward fearlessly. Don't be afraid. Okay?
Okay.
And Marilyn wants you to move forward. She's saying fear is stupid, Laura. So are regrets. She's with you to move forward, honey, okay?
Okay. Marilyn Monroe, that's funny. I can't believe it. You're
fine, honey. Eileen?
Hi, Eileen.
Hi. Well, welcome to Angel Antics. We're glad you joined us tonight. I, too, kind of was getting the same thing that you've had this false sense of entrapment, probably due to not having a job, but agreed with DC that these are fear-based thoughts. And what you really need to do is really look towards some bright new ideas and inspirations. You need to inspire yourself into seeing more of your own truth in the situation. It's been really challenging, but on the other hand, if you really look outside of you and just, you know, focusing on just getting a job and da-da-da, there might be a lot of other things that you might be able to bring more into you, most definitely. You kind of don't allow yourself to receive, but if you do, it allows things to come to you. And so, including jobs. So even though As BC said, you know, try to give to others, try to do this, you know, she sees you out sharing. The other side of that is receptivity. And so in order to be a good giver, you must be a good receiver. In order to be a good receiver, you must be a good giver. And so those come in equal balance. So, you know, maybe giving others information spiritually, helping out at a library, going into the school and reading to the kindergartners once a week for 30 minutes. Find some way to give of yourself. That way, you have paid your debt forward and you're open to receiving because then it's your turn. And so it's balance. It's called equal balance in life, you know. And so sometimes focusing on our own situation isn't really seeing the truth of what it could be. It's going to be challenging no matter what the beginning is, no matter what you get. It is going to be a challenge, but I believe you're up to it. I think some of the things that are coming forward for you may be past life regrets or regressions maybe that come forward in your subconscious and makes you question and doubt yourself, makes you, you know, question you know, like being overly focused on material things and things like that. But I do see that events are going to really move forward with a lot of great speed. But carefully review your options, especially if there's contractor involved. Make sure you read them well. And it's okay to address them and say, you know, that certain things aren't going to work for you in it. And you go back to the bargaining table because it is somewhat about bargaining, respecting yourself and the options that they offer you. But know you should avoid any environments that are going to feel harsh to you. I'm seeing that harsh environments are not going to be a place where you're going to stay long. It's not going to continue. And I know when one gets a job, they don't want to have to switch real soon, real quick. So, you know, want to see you in a place that you're going to be happy and, you know, not too harsh of a situation or too harsh of conditions for you to work in. And that's what they're giving me for you tonight. I hope that helps.
Eileen, do you think that job in Pittsburgh is a harsh environment?
I don't know. I'm just giving what they give me. I don't know the job. I prefer not to know very much. I prefer to just give you what they give me for you. I do have a little tool that I can ask, so just bear with me for a minute while I pull her out. And let me just ask a couple of, if I can find it, couple of yes or no answers for you. So first of all, let's ask if will the job in Pittsburgh be the right choice? Well, I received a yes. I have a tool that I use that gives me yes, no, maybe, or I don't know. And when I asked that question, it gave me a yes. Would you like to ask it one more question?
Will I be moving to Pittsburgh permanently?
Will Laura move to Pittsburgh permanently? Oh, that was quick. It was very quick to answer. Yeah.
And I got a yes as well, Eileen. So, Laura, I got the same answer as Eileen.
I got a yes at first. I got a yes at first that you would stay, but then all of a sudden it went no. So it looks like, let me ask again. Let me ask. Will Laura stay in Pittsburgh? Actually, it did go back to a very strong yes. I think it got confused when DC just started talking.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
it got confused.
You have Betty Davis
talking.
Coming in with you now. She's with you too, Laura.
Betty Davis?
And I kept hearing the song as Eileen was giving you the reading. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Oh, well,
DC
watches
so I don't know
a lot of movies. DC watches a lot of TV, as you can see.
Oh, I don't watch a lot of movies, but she's saying to your girlfriend, there comes a time, you know, in every woman's life that nothing helps except a glass of champagne. So pour yourself a glass of champagne and stop worrying, will you?
Yeah.
I wish.
And we don't, you know, we're not suggesting that you drink. This is Betty Davis's, it's her suggestion, not ours. We don't promote drink. She's just telling you. And do you have Betty Davis eyes by chance? I kept hearing she's kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Well, there we go. Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope we were able to help Laura. Thanks for calling in. And we appreciate it. We look forward to hearing from you again soon. All right. Our next caller, whoops, didn't come on. Our next caller is from the 336 area code. Oh. Hi,
hey.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, who am I speaking to?
Yes, this is Dee. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Is it Dee?
Yes, Dee.
All right, your phone cut out a little bit on me. Do you have a question
tonight? Well, some things are going on with a relationship that I'm involved with, and I'm not so sure about it. You know, if you're picking up anything with that, or love life, or finance, or everything, just some things I've been just pondering on.
All right, well, Dee Dee, what do you have to wonder about relationships?
Okay, excuse me. I'm getting that you're soon going to be connecting with someone, and it's going to be, you know, a situation that you didn't expect. And I'm getting, you know, the word soulmate around that connection. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, continue to focus on what it is that you're wanting. Okay? I'm just getting, this is a time for you that you really need to get out there, have a little bit more fun, be a little bit more social, and you're going to attract beautiful, beautiful people to you. This is your time. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting, like, in the area of relationships presently, I do see that there's a lot of challenges happening, hon.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm getting the words separation, you know, and, you know, like, just I'm being shown, like, you know, separation, leaving. So don't be surprised if, you know, if the present relationship doesn't work out, because I'm getting like a broom and I'm being shown that you're being swept off your feet, okay?
Right.
So it's, you know, everything is free will. If you're open to that, there may be new love coming your way, because you are attracting people as we are speaking, okay?
Yes. Okay.
And I just, You have amazing energy, hon, and Whitney Houston is with you. She's, you know, she's with you now, and she wants you to have the love that you truly deserve. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
So she wants that special someone to look at you and just, and I'm showing your, like, their heart fluttering when they see you. Okay, someone that's going to look at you and, you know, it's going to take their breath away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
So if you don't have that right now, you have the opportunity to have it, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting. Like I said, Whitney is around you, and she's just smiling, and she's asking you not to worry, okay?
Okay.
And make sure that you're making yourself available to others.
Okay.
And she's just saying, you know, if there's a, you know, if there's going to be a breakup, you know, your present love, she's going to be there to, you know, to help you with this. But I'm getting, soon you're going to find your soulmate, hon. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
When you do, yeah, anything is possible. It could be marriage. It could be, you know, whatever it is that you're wanting, it's all on the table right now for you. So you've got to believe in, you know, you've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to believe in love, okay? And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. Okay?
Thank you so much, DC.
Many blessings.
All right. What I have for you, Dee, I have to agree with DC. I don't think the relationship you're in is working, because what I see is great sadness. It's going to take a little time to heal, but you need to forgive others and yourself for the situation. Just don't hold it against you. Every relationship is meant for us to learn something from. So take away the lessons and leave the things that didn't serve you and just move forward.
Okay.
Defend your own beliefs and decisions and why you're moving forward or why you're doing this. Stand your ground. But choose your battles wisely. You don't have to bring everything up. Just bring up the finer points of why something isn't working for you. And absolutely, choose your battles wisely. So, with that said, after that, events are going to occur with a lot of speed. So take time to really review yourself, like I said, taking that time to heal and, you know, forgiving self and others is going to be important, because you're going to probably be moving into a new situation, a new, whether it's business or whether it's a new relationship. But I see all of a sudden events are going to start happening really quickly for you. But I am seeing that you need to take some time to choose your options. But you have a wonderful, bright future. Really, stop worrying. Everything is really going to be fine. It's all really going to align for you. Luck is coming your way, most definitely. But I do know that when we're in a situation that isn't the one we're supposed to be in, those lucky things do not align for us. So put yourself in a situation where luck can come your way. Maybe even ask others for help if you need help getting away from something or help changing what you're doing. You know, ask others for help. Say, God, I keep going back to this guy, but I don't want to anymore. Can we go out can we go out once a week so I have something to do so I'm not feeling like I got to go contact him? And so, you know, start trying to find others that can help fill your time to move on. Because you definitely have everything that you need. You are supplied with everything you need. You actually have great abundance coming your way. It's almost like infinite. You just have to find those creative solutions to help yourself move forward. Once you do, it'll be moving with great speed. So no worries about it. Just really realize you do have a bright, bright future ahead of you. But I don't feel that whatever relationship you're in right now, I think it needs to end. It will make you feel sad, but take away your lessons and, move with them onto your future. And that's the message I have for you.
Okay. Sounds
and
great.
Before we let you go, honey, you have Elizabeth Taylor coming in. She wants you to pour yourself a drink, some lipstick, and pull yourself together, girlfriend.
Okay.
She doesn't want you to be
girl.
Want you to be sad. She wants you to force yourself to get dressed, go out, put one foot in front of the other, and refuse to let anything keep you down. She said, if you have to fight, fight. If you have to cry, cry. If you want to curse, curse, and then go about living. And that's the only way there is to get it. She'll walk with you. So she too wants you to pour yourself a drink.
Okay. Sounds great. Yes. Wow.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Right.
I hope that helps.
Okay, yes, it did. And I've seen that. Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Our next caller is from the 303 area codes. 303, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm just calling to inquire about my career and kind of where that's going.
All right. Well, let's do what your angels have to tell you tonight.
Okay.
DC, what do you
Heather, this. Okay, Heather, this is DC. The first thing that I'm being shown is your energy is phenomenal right now, and it's just like flowing into every aspect of your life. Okay, so take advantage of this time. I'm getting the word abundance is around you. Okay? And you've got to make sure that you stay in the moment, you bring peace into every moment that you have, and this is going to help you to really connect. And I'm getting you're a very generous person, and because you are, there's going to be more abundance coming your way. Okay? But I'm getting in regard to, like, your question and things, working harder doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to make more money. What is it that you love to do? Because the angels are saying, you know, that you could have so much more financial prosperity if you would do what you love to do.
Yeah, I have a my spiritual passion.
Okay.
Just connecting and whatnot. So.
Okay, because, you know, I just see, you know, I'm trying to see who this is now. Okay, Dolly Parton is with you. Okay? And she's letting you know, you can't direct, you can't adjust the sales. Okay, and she wants you to find out who you are, and she's saying, please find out who you are and do it on purpose. Okay? You've got a lot to offer the world, hon. Don't sell yourself short.
Okay,
and this
thank you.
Is a time for you to change. This is a time for you to change. You've got to be confident, you know, about who you are, and you've got to become a little bit more active in looking for what you are desiring, okay?
Okay.
Let what you want match your beautiful vibration, okay? And you're going to see that everything falls into place, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, okay? And just
okay,
know that storms and trees take deeper roots, okay? So you're going to be fine, hon. Eileen?
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much, DC. Trying to figure something out here. Well, you know, you had Dolly Parton come in, but, darling, she's still alive. So
yeah, but her higher self, Eileen, I channeled her higher self.
Walking among dead Hollywood isn't working.
Yeah, no, the higher selves of people come in as well. I get a lot of the stars' energy. They do come in, and it's channeled.
Okay.
Their higher self does come in. Yep.
She's got them dead while they're still alive. How about that? Well, what I have for you, Heather, is don't give up. What you've been doing lately and what you've created, have the courage to believe in yourself, that it is of great value and that you need to honor it because you have created it and it has brought you thus far. Your independent foundation is what gives you your strength. It's also what creates your success. So if there feels like there's too much coming on at once, just look at things through a playful approach and see if you can view it from a different portal, a different vision, a different view, you know, something to that effect. But do it with a more playful notion, just like DC does when she brings in, you know, characters from Hollywood. They're very playful. They play with her energy and give her messages. And that's kind of what I see, you know, with her bringing in Dolly Parton. She's a very playful energy, even though she's still here. She's not dead.
Yep, it's her higher
but.
And,
but
Eileen,
just
you
know,
just brought her in again because you mentioned her name, sweetheart. You brought her in once more, and she's saying, the higher the hair, the...
And so what I have to tell you is that there's really too much going on at once. And so you need to make your decisions through a more playful perspective. If you spend a little more time near water, out in nature, you know, kind of recharging your batteries, reconnecting, and, you know, finding your focus, that's going to actually give you your own messages a lot further, a lot more clear, so on and so forth. But give birth to your dreams. It is time for you to lavish your abundance and nurture yourself in creating what you need to. Ask Archangel Gabriel to help you with that. She will help you give birth to your dreams. Also, allow yourself to receive. I think this kind of been a little bit of a theme tonight with my personal readings here. is that to allow yourself to receive that give and take, that balance in earth, by allowing yourself to receive, it actually allows you to open your intuition, which allows you to make better decisions for yourself through the energy of yourself and the universe and your guides, guardians, and angels. And that's the message I have for you tonight, Heather. I hope that, that resonated with you.
Yeah, that did. I appreciate it. And you see, Dolly Parton, it's funny. I grew up in Tennessee and going to Dollywood, so I connect with that on a level of just kind of
okay,
the useful aspect of...
Yeah, she loves you. She loves energy. And I don't know what kind of hair you have, but she's saying the higher the hair, the closer to heaven. So
yeah, there was a point in time. So definitely.
Well, that's a good one.
Amen.
Eileen
called
theory.
Her back. Higher self came in because Eileen just called her back in, and she's handing you a bottle of peroxide and some fake eyelashes. So I don't
Sweet.
Know what you want to do with those things, but...
Love it. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate what you do.
We love you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
Calling Angel Antics. Well, DC, that brings us to the end of our show. I love you. I love all of our callers. I'm so thrilled that they come back week after week and join us here. And I look forward to joining everyone next week. Happy full moon this week.
And happy Halloween, everyone. Light and love.
Oh, is Halloween going to be before our next show? Really? Wow. This month went fast.
It's coming. I don't know if it's before the next show, but it's coming. And that's why I'm thinking the veil is getting thinner and all these people are just coming in. So the veil is really thin. And I'm afraid if we ever have a show on Halloween, I don't know if we could even control the antics, Eileen.
Yeah, no kidding. Much less.
We probably do have another show actually before Halloween, and I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, it might be the day after. It might be November 1st. I think Halloween is Wednesday.
Yeah, today's the 22nd, so.
Yeah, so that would be that.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next month. All right. Good night, DC.
Light and love,
I love you. Have a good
night.
You go have fun with that party you brought in tonight. You're out in Hollywood for a show. Fucking annoying.